The fate of Britney Spears' conservatorship could be decided today. Spears and her many fans, who have rallied around the Free Britney hashtag, are waiting on the decision of a Los Angeles court. The pop star says she wants her legal autonomy back after a 13-year saga. She's been living, until recently, under the conservatorship of her father, who controlled nearly every aspect of her life. He said this was necessary because of her mental health and substance abuse struggles. Joining us now is NPR's Andrew Limbong. Andrew, remind us, Britney Spears already scored a big win back in September, right?
That's when we first found out about like what she could and couldn't do and how she felt about her conservatorship. And, you know, she's been on the record saying she's felt intimidated and scared by her father in particular. You know, since then, the big thing at the top of her list was to remove her father, Jamie Spears, from the conservatorship. Now, he is the conservator of her estate. That is, he's the guy that signs or used to sign all the checks and stuff, which, you know, has a lot of power in her world.
And a suspension, of course, isn't necessarily permanent. So do we expect to hear a final decision about the fate of this conservatorship today?
Yeah, I mean, for the entire conservatorship as a whole, we are expecting to hear about whether or not it'll just end completely, right? It's a little tricky here because so there are two conservatorships at play. So like I said, there's a conservatorship of her estate, which is her money. And then there's also the conservatorship of her person, who is the person responsible for her like health and well-being. Now, you know, we're in unprecedented territory here a little bit. So the judge could decide to either like nix one and keep the other or vice versa. Or there could be a whole like timeline to wean it all off until it is over completely. Now, Britney has stated multiple times that she has wanted this done without any sort of a mental or psychological evaluation, which the judge may or may not grant. We just have to wait and see.
And Jamie Spears, her father, has previously opposed that idea. He has said that the conservatorship was necessary. Is that still his position now, or has he changed his tune lately?
Yeah, no, he's done a full 180. Through court paperwork, he has said that he supports the conservatorship being terminated immediately and that he, quote, unconditionally loves and supports his daughter, full stop. Huge kind of grain of salt, though. Britney Spears' lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, kind of suggested that this comment was made either to boost Jamie Spears' own reputation or, and this is the big or, to avoid deposition because Rosengart, Spears' lawyer, has started investigating Jamie Spears.
I see. And some skeptics think that perhaps voluntarily withdrawing from the conservatorship might be a way to try to shut down that investigation.
Exactly.
In the moment we have left, Andrew, you know, I mentioned earlier that Free Britney is a hashtag. And of course, we know that people who love Baby One More Time and Toxic and all the rest, these are some of her greatest hits, of course. I mean, they're watching closely. But there are broader legal implications as well, aren't there, even for folks who don't really care about pop music?
Yeah, I mean, essentially anybody interested in guardianship law, and more specifically guardianship law reform, is watching this pretty closely. Now, that issue used to be a pretty niche community, but it's gotten a lot more attention because of Britney Spears. And it's gotten some traction. I mean, there's been some statewide reforms recently. People on Congress have been talking about it. And so it's pretty clear that this movement has grown beyond just Britney Spears.
That's NPR's Andrew Limbong. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.